Bob Ryan, Kevin Blackstone, Tim Kalishaw, Mina Kimes, NFL job hiring day, Denver, Chicago, finding their coaches. Does it ever strike you as the guys who get hired first are the ones who are available, which means they've been eliminated? We just saw maybe the greatest football game ever. None of those coordinators. The guy that lost at home to a 5 seed and the one that lost to Jacksonville gets the job. Let's go.
How you doing?
It's not their fault they lost to a 5 seed or lost week 18 to Jacksonville, but it's just the last taste of your mouth. We knew it was coming, already had a few goodbyes. The last home game, the awesome playoff berth, the last game. NFL news of the day, Ben Roethlisberger announcing his retirement. 18 years, quarterback of one team, the longest in NFL history. Mina Kimes, how will you remember Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, speaking strictly on the field, the word that comes to mind is clutch. Ben Roethlisberger ranks in the top 10 amongst all quarterbacks in a number of metrics because of how long he played, how long he played well, the success he had in the postseason. But the number, the ranking, Tony, that jumps out to me is that since he came into the NFL, he leads the league in game-winning drives with 53. The most notable, of course, being the Super Bowl pass to, or Super Bowl drive and then touchdown throw to Santonio Holmes. And I really think it's that quality that people will always associate with him. It's that quality that's going to be why he's in the Hall of Fame, and it's, to me, what is most memorable about his career.
Tim Kalishaw.
You know, I feel like we said goodbye to him for his last home game, goodbye for his last road game, and then, oops, they made the playoffs. Goodbye for his last playoff game, and now one more time. But that's okay, because here's the way I would look at it. Go back to the 2010 Super Bowl, the one played here, Green Bay over Pittsburgh. At that time, Tom Brady had 3 Super Bowl rings, and he'd been to 4 Super Bowls. Ben Roethlisberger had 2 Super Bowl rings, and he'd been to 3. He was 4 or 5 years younger. His team was better. There was a thought at the time he might have a better overall career than Brady. Now, it didn't turn out that way at all. Brady's career went the other way, and the Steelers kind of bogged down the last few years. And Ben may have stayed a year or two too long, but in the middle of his career, he was right there with Tom.
Kevin Blackstone, how will you remember Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, he was all what my colleagues just said. I mean, extremely reliable. A guy who had to be dragged off the field if he was hurt and would often play when he was injured through all manner of injuries. But, you know, we are all complex and convoluted people. And there's also that chapter of Ben Roethlisberger's life where he had to defend himself against allegations of sexual assault, which were very serious, and for which this network, ESPN, had a hard time trying to figure out how to cover, if to cover it at all, while the rest of the media was out there covering that story. But in the end, you know, hopefully he's made amends for that behavior, moved on with his life. He's gotten married. He's got kids. And he seems to be as representative of Pittsburgh and what we think of Pittsburgh as anybody from that.
Because we've had this conversation over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and we had that exact conversation about the two credible allegations against him. One was settled in a civil court, and the other was charges were never brought upon him. But that conversation has led to the greater conversation about Ben Roethlisberger. Are we allowed to talk about that on the day he retires or not? But Ryan, I'll bring you in here on your view of it all.
You are allowed to talk about it. I think that's fair. It's an indelible part of his record. I think I should leave the final judgment to women, of all, whether they're professionals such as Mina or whether they're just fans such as my wife, who has her own feeling about the matter. Now, that's what I think about that. Strictly speaking about football, however, in future generations, anybody can go look at the record book. They can see what he accomplished. They can see the statistics. They can see the 2 championships. But what they won't be able to see, except by the YouTube of the future, is what made him special. And that is this Brobdingnagian figure fading back for a pass and fending off hordes of Lilliputian pass rushers who could not bring him down. And anybody who can leave a lasting image to go along with his statistical accomplishments is a special person in any sport, and he will have that distinction.
Tim Kalishaw after the horn.
Yeah, I mean, I think to take what Bill Parcells said one step further, you are what all your records say you are, and that is part of Ben Roethlisberger. And you're even when you're in that situation, you're better off with people talking about it and putting it out there and dealing with it, and then if you can move on from it And, you know, he appears to have successfully moved on from it.
That's a great point, Blackstone, you made about what, I mean, we're talking now 15 to 17 years ago, all right, the allegations were with Roethlisberger and how this network or how media in general viewed and covered those things. And the question was, charges weren't filed, there's no legal precedent, it doesn't need to be spoken out loud. And now where we are in the world, post hashtag Me Too and all these things.
That's right.
And how we view and how we should talk about that. It's been very, very important for people in the media to recognize what that is. Thank you, Kevin. We'll move on. More NFL news of the day. The Broncos and Bears have their coaches. Denver hiring Nathaniel Hackett. He's 42, was offensive coordinator with the Packers this past year. And Chicago, Matt Eberflus was defensive coordinator with the Colts this year. Start with Denver, because for those who connect dots, Hackett was Aaron Rodgers' offensive coordinator. And here's a tweet from Jason Wilde. Aaron Rodgers, with a magnificent answer to my Nathaniel Hackett question, says, "Nobody in the building brings me more joy, is more fun. I hope he doesn't go anywhere, pause, unless I do." Start there, Tim Kalishaw. Does hiring Hackett make sense for Denver? And does it bring Rodgers along with it after what you just heard?
I just have a hard time thinking of this like Larry Brown hiring Ed Manning to bring Danny Manning along. You know, that doesn't usually happen in football. But that quote certainly makes you think, and Aaron Rodgers is so far out there on everything these days, I guess you have to consider anything as possible. Still, the idea that he's going to see moving to Denver, playing in a division with Mahomes and Herbert on a team that it still isn't very good, that's better than staying in Green Bay. That's hard to imagine.
Enoch Himes.
Well, look, not to mix sports metaphors, but if hiring Hackett means you get Rodgers, then it's an absolute home run for the Broncos. But whether or not that will happen, it's tricky. There's a lot of variables at play. Financially, first I'll say they can make it work. They have the cap space next year. They have the draft picks to trade to Green Bay, who would also get some cap relief in doing so. I actually disagree with Tim. I think this is a good roster with excellent skill players, good offensive line, defense that took a step back last year, but does have pieces in place. But from Rodgers' standpoint, I agree with Tim that the AFC West is just about the worst division you'd want to be in if your goal is to make it back to a Super Bowl. So to that end, it doesn't really make sense to me, but Rodgers is a competitor that might not deter him.
Bob Ryan.
Well, this latest quote is just another indication of the fact that Aaron Rodgers over the last year has inserted himself in the discussion as the most newsworthy, news-making person in American sport. He's on some kind of crusade. I told you, he's making a documentary. You're going to see it. It's a secret documentary that you'll coming out in the summer of 2022. But seriously, folks, it's been said, and Mina stated it, as has been said now many times over the last 24 hours, don't stay in the AFC. Don't stay in the AFC. You're not going to outdo these kids. If he's going to go anywhere, he's got to go to the other side of the docket. And Denver is not the answer, period. He can't do it.
And Kevin Blackstone?
You know, stay where you are. You've won 13 games each season, three in a row now. You're a Super Bowl caliber team. Some weird things happened last weekend that prevented you from going any further. You've got arguably the best receiver in the game in Davante Adams. You got your buddy there, Randall Cobb. And the reason for the offense working there and making you have an MVP-type season again is LaFleur. I mean, he's the quarterback coach. He's the offensive coordinator. He's the guy. It's not Hackett.
About Hackett, though, if we could talk about Nathaniel Hackett, then the hiring of he as coach, Mina Kimes, what does he bring to the table? And I know you like this roster and the salary cap.
Yeah.
It's looking pretty good for Denver.
Well, look, he had some success in Jacksonville with Blake Bortles, for anyone who's saying it's all Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers and Hackett.
That may speak more to him than anything, yeah.
Yeah, true. It's a fair point about Matt LaFleur and that offense and the credit that he deserves. But, again, Aaron Rodgers' endorsement is the most significant one here. But if they don't get Aaron Rodgers, still a gaping hole at quarterback and a problem that needs to be solved in Denver.
And Tim Kalishaw, you said something on a call we had earlier today that made me laugh. You had known Nathaniel Hackett at one point, so charting
well,
his trajectory.
Yeah, we go way back, and by way back, I mean Paul Hackett was hired by the Cowboys my first year on the beat to be the pass offense coordinator. Tom Landry wasn't really receptive of him coming here, and Nathaniel Hackett was 6 years old, and he was running around his dad's office this time. So I think he's matured. I think he's ready for this.
Bears hiring a defensive coach, which is slightly against grain in the NFL these days. So let's talk about Eberflus to Chicago. And this is a roster, I mean, they just drafted Justin Fields in the first round, a quarterback. So they have a young quarterback and they go with a defensive mind here. What does Eberflus bring to Chicago, Mina?
Well, he's a very good defensive coach. Just starting there, Colts defense finished top 10th in defensive efficiency over the last couple of years. He has a very specific philosophy, very cover two centric, that I imagine he's going to bring to the Bears. But that's not what Bears fans are worried about. They're worried about what does this mean for Justin Fields. And while there is recent precedent in Buffalo of a defensive head coach having success with a young rookie quarterback with Brian Daboll as his offensive coordinator, in the same way that Josh Allen might be the aberration, I think that could be the aberration too. We don't know if Eberflus can find the next Brian Daboll for Justin Fields, and I think that's the single biggest question the Bears organization has to answer.
Right, and when the next Brian Daboll could have been actually Brian Daboll. I mean, again, yeah. I say this again. We hire coaches because they seemingly are available. Well, I know he just lost 3 days ago as well. He was available. But no one looks at Bieniemy right now because Bieniemy's in the middle of working. And it's interesting that those guys are the ones that don't get hired. Bob Ryan on Chicago?
How does anyone know? Look, once upon a time, someone thought Rod Marinelli was a good hire because he was a good defensive coordinator. Josh McDaniels may be the most accomplished offensive coordinator of the last 20 years, and he flopped in Denver. One of the greatest axioms in American sport is this: not every lieutenant is qualified to be a general. The only way you're going to find out is to hire the guy. But who you don't know, okay. Nobody knows until he does it.
Kevin, I'm almost afraid to go to you after we were just told nobody knows. So go ahead.
Well, this much I do know, that they hired a general manager, Ryan Poles, from Kansas City, who's not bringing with him either of those assistants that you mentioned, but for whatever reasons has his eye on this guy, Eberflus, and believes that he's a guy that can get the job done. So I'm not going to pass judgment on him. I'm going to say that the GM has figured out exactly what he wants to do with this franchise, and he's got his guy.
And Kalishaw.
You know, and here's what I know about Eberflus. He left here to go to Indianapolis to be a coordinator for Josh McDaniels. And then, oops, Josh McDaniels decided to untake that job. And Eberflus said, well, I'm staying anyway. And as it worked out a few years later, he's getting his shot as a head coach.
One more bit of coaching news. Dan Quinn, he of the many, many interviews, every interview this year, is going to stay as defensive coordinator for Dallas. Tim, you feeling Super Bowl next year?
Well, I'm not going to go there. I'll just say I think they're feeling good about that. They led the league in turnovers. They got a lot to clean up around here. And Dan Quinn should be part of that.
Buy or sell next.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Verizon. Verizon is going ultra, so you can too.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Hard to beat a team three times in a season, you people say. Anybody ever look it up? Anybody know what the stats are? If you're 2-0 going into the third game?
It's hard.
The 2-0 team is 14-8 in the third game. So, it might be hard, but it's not impossible. It works out more often. Frisco versus the Rams. Can Kyle Shanahan do it to Sean McVay again? McVay is saying Shanahan's not in his head. It's six in a row Shanahan's beaten McVay. Mina, do the 49ers have an advantage in this matchup? And is it that Shanahan is in McVay's head?
Well, I feel like that's exactly what you would say if somebody was in your head, that they're not in your head. But to me, it's less about the mind games and more about the matchups and how the Niners are simply at an advantage in many of them. The Rams want to run the ball, and Matthew Stafford is deadly against the blitz. The Niners have an incredible run defense, and they can get pressure without blitzing. Meanwhile, on the other side, the Rams have an outrageously good pass rush. They are vulnerable to a physical rushing attack, and quarterbacks can get the ball out. I just described the San Francisco 49ers. To me, this isn't about mind games. It's about styles making fights.
Jim Calishaw.
Mina detailed how bad the matchup is. They're definitely in McVay's head, because the one thing you would think, okay, get a lead on this team. Don't let them play with that running game. Well, the Rams had a 17-0 lead 3 weeks ago, and that didn't turn out to be enough. So that's not a very good strategy either.
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, I don't know if Shanahan is in McVay's head, but I do know that the NFL is in Mina's head. Wow, drop that knowledge. I'll just say this, that the pressure really is not from Shanahan, it's from the playoffs. And McVay has got to deliver. They got Stafford. He's supposed to be the savior. He cleaned up everything last week, and he should be able to clean up things in this week.
And Bob Ryan.
I think I like the way they're playing. I like the Rams. I don't worry about the 06. I don't worry about the 17-point lead blown. I look at the team in which Stafford had a game-defining and career-defining moment last week, finally, in the playoffs, in which Von Miller is coming on. They still have Kupp. I just think it's they couldn't feel better about going into this game, and I think they're going to do it.
Buy or sell, too. If you're an NBA team that's been in the basement, or even on the first floor, English basement, for a while, how do you not just look at Cleveland and be like, oh, I want what they have. I pine for Garland and Mobley. Cavs 116, Bucks 99. They're now ahead of the champs in the standings. Cleveland's the 3 seed. Who right now is willing to say these Cavs are for real and a real contender right now? Bob Ryan, you? What type of statement did they make last night?
Not going that far, but they're a team. They're the best-kept secret in the league. They can defend. They're getting a big use of their big men. They're having a breakthrough year for Garland. They're getting a comeback thing from Love. They're doing it all without Colin Sexton. And here's the one thing, you know, that tell you they are legit. They're 15-10 at home, and they're 9 at home, and 15-10 on the road. That's all you need to know. They're for real.
That was about 7 Bob Ryan points right there. Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
Well, these are the Suns of the East right now from just a couple of years
ago.
They got a bunch of young players who are really, really good. Mobley is outstanding. When Colin Sexton is healthy, he's as exciting a scorer as there is in the league. They've got 5 or 6 guys, maybe even more, I think, that score double figures, and they defend, only giving up 102 games.
Say the words, Kevin Blackstone, contender in the East right now.
Not right now.
After everything you just said, Tim Kalishaw, how about you?
I think they're a contender in the East in terms of they're going to get a good seed and they're not going to be an easy out. In a league where centers are being practically banned, when Markkanen's healthy, they don't mind throwing three seven-footers out there plus Kevin Love and saying, deal with this size.
Mina Kimes.
Well, if you have a top 5 net rating and you have a top 3 defense, yes, you are a contender. If you have a defense, by the way, that absolutely shut down the Bucks in the final 3 quarters last night, then yes, that's why Giannis showed them so much respect. But I think KB's comparison to the Suns from a couple years ago is good because they're still a piece away from being legitimate title team. But contender?
Bob, I know you feel that basketball has already been ruined by Steph Curry and there's no coming back from that, but you have to love. This is a rebirth of the big person in the NBA. I mean, whether it's what Jokic and Embiid are doing, but really Ayton and Mobley. Is he the rookie of the year?
Oh, Mobley's the leader in the clubhouse for rookie of the year. There's no question about that. And you're right. I like seeing anybody that puts his back to the basket. I don't care if he's 5 feet 11 or 8 feet six. I'm all for him.
We'll have that be the last word. Tim Kalish Show, Kevin Blackstone. That horn came in kind of quick there at the end. Mina Kimes, Bob Ryan, showdown. 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hornets 158, Pacers 126 last night. League high, season high, 158 on 24 threes, Bob. This week, Clippers had the 35-point comeback. Kings lost by 53, and now this. Mina, weird week in the NBA or something more?
Well, it's a little weird, but all of these games are kind of indicative of who these teams are. I mean, the Hornets have a top three offense in the NBA. The Clippers are battered but gritty. They've had now three comebacks of this magnitude, and the Kings are bad.
Bob?
I think it's more that than anything. The comebacks that can happen, it has nothing to do with this, the connection with the scoring. But the fact is the Pacers are so depleted, they must be pulling guys out of the stands, and the Kings are just awful, as Mina has said, and the Celtics took advantage. Also, making threes. Both teams made a lot and lots and lots and lots of threes.
Yes, and the game wasn't ruined, Bob? I'm sorry. I just can't get past. You were on CNN, and they gave you that Chiron. Ruined basketball. It's just beautiful. Points. Mina Kimes, Bob Ryan, we'll split it, we'll move on. How Miami, Virginia Tech ended last night. Charlie Moore from half court. You can call bank, you can call game, you can call both. Bob, is that lucky or good?
It's always lucky, no matter who you are. I am proof of that, having made a half court shot at the end of the first period against Pennington Prep to make the score 19-8 instead of 17-8.
Oh, Lord. That was actually, first of all, it was good in that it was perfectly executed. Lucky in that this Miami team kind of is playing it a little bit close. Five of their last six wins have been decided by one possession. I feel like they're the cardiac.
Woo, I wasn't expecting for information. Bob, I love that you played the game and that you have that memory. I love it. I don't need Martin Scorsese to write my film reviews. My chef's a skinny chef. And what else? My barber's bald, all right? I mean, we can have all. And everybody, talk about it. Point, game, Mina Kimes.
All right. So the Vikings announced yesterday the hiring of their new GM, Kwesi Adofo-Mensa, last with the Cleveland Browns. Before that, however, the Princeton and Stanford grad was with the San Francisco 49ers, where he was the manager of research and development, a.k.a. analytics, making him the first GM to rise up through the analytics ranks, inspiring, no doubt, a generation of kids who think, hey, there are other ways to rise in football.
Thank you for that, Mina Kimes. Always great having you here. And Tim, Kevin, Bob, always great having you guys here today. We're on a 23-and-a-half-hour break. Tomorrow, last show of the week, we'll get the picks for conference championship weekend. Wait a second. Did I not go around the horn with the picks from last week? Don't I have some people to mute here? Let's go around the horn.